bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba
Tuesday two for Tuesday.
That would be such a great radio promotion, wouldn't it?
Is anybody doing it anymore?
No.
You sure the Drive's not doing it, a two for Tuesday? I think they are.
They might be. If anyone locally would be doing it, it'd be them.
They should do it.
So you get a band and you play two of their songs back to back. It's crazy.
It was the best thing the Loop ever did. I'm sorry. The only thing is if you had like a band that you didn't like Al Stewart.
Oh,
you'd hear
don't.
Year of the Cat and then his other song.
Year of the Other Cat. It's the year of the other cat.
I can't think of his other hit, but you know, typically you'd get like, you know, two Journey songs in a row,
right.
Two Doors back to back.
Maybe you're a fan of that band, yeah. You're in heaven for 10 minutes.
And then when I worked in the music end of things at the Loop, they used to do like triple play weekends, and those rocked.
Three songs in a row.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
I couldn't take that. That's too much excitement. I like my excitement in small doses.
I love that.
That's
and then,
too much.
God, they used to do the Midnight album. I'm sorry, I'm so into vinyl. I have a 19-year-old who has our old, I think it's Jim's old turntable, and a really bad receiver and crappy speakers, and albums all over his floor in his bedroom. And then
what a throwback.
That's the way
it used to be.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then Dylan is going to be Sweet 16 on the 13th.
Yeah.
And he's recently got into LPs, into vinyl, and it's pretty cool because last night he's showing me the Crosby, Stills, and Nash record, and he's like, hey, have you ever seen this record? And I'm like, yeah, Dylan. Yeah. I mean, sorry, but yes.
You were already,
I think I have it in the basement.
Yeah.
Why did you buy it?
Yeah.
But we go to Goodwill because they have a lot of $1 deals.
Yeah.
Valhalla and Oak Park.
May she rest in peace.
Yes, and Shane is still running it over there, and it's nice to go there, and it's fun to go vinyl shopping
sure.
with the kids.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking a lot about rock and roll lately.
Yeah, obviously. Well, you don't start a show with Two for Tuesday just out of the blue. There's got to be some reason behind it. All right, there's much to discuss with you during this bonus hour, but first, you had a surprise for me. I'm very excited.
Yes. About the Oreos?
I have not, but my guess is, because it's Christmas time, there is a new Christmas flavor of Oreo, is my guess. Is there eggnog Oreos?
Jasmine, do you know about the Oreos?
Pine-flavored
I don't.
Oreos?
Okay, because the new flavor is just cracking me up right about now.
Oh.
This out of Byron, Illinois, 10 football players at a Northern Illinois high school were suspended from the team for 3 games last month after they ran across the field naked with Oreo cookies wedged between their buttocks.
Well, yeah, that's what guys will do.
All right, first of all,
we're stupid.
Who comes up with this stupid plan? Second of all, I was at the store yesterday. I was at Mariano's, and I was going to buy Oreos.
Not now.
I couldn't do it.
Think about that. I can't.
I need a little breather.
What, you said they were in high school or college? High school kids?
The Rockford Register Star reports that the Byron High School players were suspended for indecent exposure.
Yeah.
But that school administrators concluded they went on the Oreo run at the school's football field voluntarily and were not victims of hazing.
They wanted to do this.
Should they be suspended?
I'd blame it on somebody. I'd go, Mark made me do this. I didn't want to do this. He made me do this. Why would you admit to doing this on your own?
Why should you get suspended for putting an Oreo in your butt cheeks?
Because if you don't suspend them, it says to the kids of Byron High School, look what you can get away with. Have at it.
Should have used a snickerdoodle.
Good advice.
The paper reported the story after obtaining a letter sent to the parents of the students who admitted to participating in this event.
Right.
It happened in October.
Dear doofus parents, it started out.
The students were forced to sit out games on November 19th,
17th. But sitting hurts.
They removed the Oreo.
Oh, I hope they did. I hope they remembered to do that. I bet Oreo's thrilled with this publicity.
Their last suspension, they were forced to miss the 3A state championship game.
High stakes.
And then Byron lost 24-20 to Monticello High School.
Mm. They should change their team name to the Oreo Speedwagons.
Remember, my imaginary friend was Oreo Lekas.
I do remember that. a name that now makes sense. It didn't make sense until this story.
I'm sorry, but yes, high school football player suspended for naked Oreo run. No, there's not a new flavor. But it was really cute when you asked me that.
Well, I just assume, because this is the time of year. For instance, last week I sampled a new M&M's flavor.
Which one now?
Peanut brittle M&M's.
How was that?
I have to say, at first,
I love peanut
brittle.
It was
hard to differentiate between peanut brittle flavored and peanut flavored. But once you thought about it a little bit,
there was a little crunch, crunch.
Yeah, there was just enough difference to where it was. I mean, it was good to begin with, but you're like, boy, I wouldn't mind it being a little more different. But then it set in. You go, no, this has enough peanut brittle flavor for me.
Kind of a toffee flavor involved in
it. Yes.
Have you tried? There's also a new one. I don't know how new it is, but it was new to me. The white chocolate covered peanut M&Ms.
I don't think I've had that.
Do you like white chocolate?
I do. Yeah.
I only like it on a pretzel.
Because why?
It just has a... because
white for pretzel? The
white
salt
chocolate,
element?
Yeah. Because white chocolate to me is... it's kind of blah.
Oh, really? Yeah?
It's not as rich and...
as milk
chocolatey.
Chocolate. No, of course not.
So when you put it on a pretzel, it seems to go really well. Because it's sweeter than a chocolate.
I could see... yeah.
The milk
I could
chocolate.
See that.
Or a semi-sweet.
A couple years ago at holiday time, M&M's did a special edition cherry flavor. And it was really, really good. One of my daughters in particular loved it. And now I can't find it anymore, but they still make it.
They do?
Yeah, but I just can't find it. It might have been an exclusive. You know, sometimes they'll give Target or Walmart or a bigger retailer an exclusive flavor. Somebody also has hot chocolate flavored ones, but I don't know how you'd tell the difference in an M&M from a regular chocolate and a hot chocolate. Do you? It's kind of the same flavor. It's just hotter. Not
do they
spicy
make it
hotter.
Hot?
No. No.
M&M Valentine candy cherry chocolate.
Oh, was it Valentine?
Yes.
I thought it was at holiday time.
No, because there's
Christmas
hearts
time.
All over it. So wait till February. Otherwise...
Who has it? Does it say who?
Well,
is it an exclusive?
It's on Amazon and it's currently unavailable.
Oh.
Because it's not Valentine's Day.
I want it now.
My God, Bill, they have an M&M's product locator.
That's valuable.
All right, let's click on that.
I would like to keep that on my belt buckle. So no matter where I was, I could find M&Ms at a moment's notice.
I have to enter my date of birth.
I don't know if it goes back that far.
You're a mean man. Why do I have to... 1903.
I know what you were going to say. You
what?
Have gone with what you were going to say.
What was I going to say?
You caught yourself before you said mean man.
Oh.
You're a mean man. Plan B.
Yes, that
send me
is
that
it.
Plan B pile. As, you're a mean man.
Here's the Mars M&M's MMS.com. As a responsible manufacturer, we need to check your age to ensure that we adhere to our commitment to market our brands responsibly. Enter your date of birth.
That's ridiculous.
And
you could sell M&M's
cigarette
to a baby.
Flavored M&M.
Do they have those?
Not yet.
Salem M&M's?
Salem milk M&M's. Chocolate... mm-mm, cherry is not available here. Pretzel, peanut butter, crispy, peanut, milk, chocolate.
I like everyone you've mentioned.
Dark
I like.
Mint.
No, I wouldn't eat that. I don't like dark chocolate.
Chocolate bar?
Chocolate bar is the same as chocolate. What do they put in a chocolate bar? Chocolate. That's what I'm saying. Hot chocolate and chocolate bar shouldn't be M&M's flavors. They're too similar to regular chocolate.
This is an M&M's chocolate bar. How is there a chocolate bar?
Well, a chocolate bar is like... you know, pick your favorite, like Nestle's or something like that. But that's just chocolate. That's all you're getting. Whoever came up with that idea should not be rewarded. Like at a meeting when they all sat down, they said, we must come up with a new M&M flavor. What do you have, Andy? And he goes, a chocolate bar. And they
but
all
I
applauded.
Think they mean it's an M&M bar.
I don't know if I...
it's a bar with M&M's in it instead of Rice Krispie treats, like a Nestle.
Yeah?
I mean, like a Crunch.
All right.
All right. Cherry M&M's 9-ounce bag, $5.95.
A steal at $5.99.
Candy Warehouse has it.
I'd pay $6.25.
Candy Warehouse has it.
Go as high as $6.49.
Oh, item has been discontinued by the manufacturer.
That's frustrating.
Well, it's just Valentine's Day. There's a B mine on it. So
yeah.
Wait till February, Bill.
Take that. I would erase that part because you could have them year round. They're good year round.
That is the only fake flavor I really despise because it doesn't taste like a Bing cherry.
Mm.
It's gross.
It, No, I'm telling you, if you had it in a blind taste test, you would identify it as cherry. You really would.
The only cherry I liked, do you remember Regal Crown?
Yeah.
They were tart.
So good.
Other than that.
Always where you're checking out there in that candy, it looks like bleacher seats.
Yes.
At a baseball game.
The candy seats.
Yeah.
But the Regal Crown cherry was the only one I absolutely adored because it was
so
super
good.
Sour.
Really good.
But every cherry, the Luden's cough drops, it was like it made sick.
Really? Yeah.
It's too sweet.
But you can identify it instantly.
No.
No?
Bad.
All right.
But yes, wait for Valentine's Day. That'll be happening. And
it's 2 months away. I can't wait that long.
You're going to have to.
I should have hoarded some last year. I didn't know. I thought you'd get them. Here they are. I thought you'd get them. And my daughter, one of my daughters likes them more than me. I like them a lot, but she's nuts for them.
The peanut butter M&Ms are pretty decent, and it's much like
good.
A Reese's Pieces, but they're almost better than a Reese's Pieces because there's
more
chocolate
around
it, right?
Right. I'm also a fan of the mini M&Ms. You get them in a tube.
That's a waste of time.
They're like an eighth of the size of a regular M&M, and when I eat them, I pretend that I'm a giant. I put on a giant costume and I walk around and I look down on things. And
boom, like when you're walking.
Yeah.
I know that this is going to sound ridiculous, but the reason mini M&Ms are only for mini mouths is because there's just not enough, you don't get enough chocolate.
No, there's very little chocolate. It's mostly the candy coating. But there's just enough chocolate to keep it coming back.
Like pasta, for instance. I like a big hunk of pasta, like a rotini, rigatoni.
Me too.
Spaghetti, to me.
I'm with you.
So
it's not enough.
I find it shocking that you like the mini M&Ms because it's like the spaghetti of M&Ms.
I won't disagree with you, but as a change of pace, just to mix
one
things
at a time?
A little bit. No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You have the
you take the tube and you
dainty little mouth.
No, you. Well, thank you for recognizing that. You take the tube. You flip the tube. You get 5, 6, 7 of them. You swish them around a little bit. They don't melt in your mouth. Well, they do melt in your mouth.
Yes, not in your hand.
I think the minis might melt in your hand and not in your mouth. I think it's the exact opposite. Right. That's why they get tossed away, cast aside, because they don't follow the M&M bylaw. You know, they just melt anywhere.
I have to be honest with you. I've never had them.
Oh, I think you'd like them. I think if you'd open up your heart for just a second, I think you'd find love for the mini M&M. They're really good. Because other candies wouldn't translate to, they are about an eighth of the size of a regular M&M. You couldn't do that with other candies and enjoy them. You'd go, this is a rip-off. This is too small.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try with a Klondike bar, like a mini. That wouldn't work. Or a Kit Kat, that size.
Would be good, though. I love Kit Kats. I think Kit Kats are my favorite. Kit Kats
really?
And Twix. I like the combination of cookie and candy.
Yeah, yeah. I will find you some of the new peanut brittle M&Ms because I know where they are. I don't want to say where they are because then listeners will go and buy them all up. I won't get any more.
I would imagine they're everywhere that M&M is sold.
No. It's not that way. Not with the peanut brittle M&M. The crafting of this one takes forever. Even to say it takes forever. I'll find you one. I'll give you one. You can have one.
I can't do one. I'm not that type of person.
Two.
All right. I could do two.
Maybe that'll be your Christmas gift.
All right.
All right. That's fair. Let's do this. We'll take a break. Remember Judy Pilak,
no.
Wendy? Judy comes in, she does the news at about now. She'll come in and give you the news, and then we'll discuss other things. We still haven't talked about the snowball fight.
Oh, yeah.
The boy who changed everything with the snowball fight in Colorado. That's coming up. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Hello.
Hey, Wendy.
We're a little early for Judy. You know, now that she is no longer going to be working at this place, her decision, and she wants everybody to know that.
She stopped caring.
She did stop caring.
She just stopped caring. She flat out stopped.
Now, granted, we're a little early.
Yeah.
We're not that early, you know.
We're right on time.
Although 1 o'clock says 12:26.
Yeah.
That's on the phone screener.
Right.
This says 12:30.
Yeah.
Oh, we're exactly on time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She just stopped caring. And I appreciate that.
I don't.
No?
That's unacceptable.
You think she should try just as hard now that she knows that the most they could do is fire her, but she's leaving in a few weeks anyway.
Dum dee dum dee dum dee dum. She picks her own hours now. She just comes.
Judy, Wendy said you stopped caring.
I did not say that.
I think you did.
Bill said that.
Did I come to work today? What are you going to do, fire me?
That's what
I mean.
My
God,
exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
But to be honest, you never cared, really.
I mean, you're just showing it now. I cared
she
for
totally
the first
cared.
31 years.
But now?
Now it's 32, and I'm like, all right.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, how much blood do I have to give this place?
You've given all you can give.
I got no more blood.
You're a turnip without any more blood.
What are you talking? Am I late?
You're fine.
Really?
It doesn't matter.
A minute.
No, it's just for once we're early. And that's what threw everybody for a loop.
Oh, so were you just waiting?
Yeah. But yesterday I went in the newsroom.
You know, a good show host would do is
we're
talk
not
it up.
We're not that good.
No, all right.
I was in the newsroom yesterday. I look over at your desk and you got a blackjack game going at your desk. That seemed wrong in the newsroom.
Ooh, I could work at a casino.
I thought about that too last time I was out of work.
I wouldn't be able to do the cards though.
Why not?
I'm not quick enough.
Oh.
I can't do the double
oh,
down.
Oh, you have to add and figure it out?
Yeah. You got
to
add.
Can't well, they
yeah.
tell you what to
you
do?
You got to count as high as sometimes up
you
to
21. You have to know exactly. And sometimes you have to help people. Like, you want to double down? I would
a
just
lot
be like,
times.
Oh, what does that mean?
How
give
come,
me your money and go.
Why didn't you get a job being a blackjack dealer?
Here's a theory that a friend, somebody close to me said, because I was really close.
You wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Which is dangerous, because weren't you gambling back then? That is the worst place you could have...
No, I already stopped.
So, tempt yourself? Like, if you quit drinking, are you going to become a bartender?
Well, maybe that was his way of stopping, is to that you get to play, but you just don't get to bet on it.
That's exactly my thought process.
Because I love playing cards.
You get him.
I love playing, man. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
So, I was told, because I had two meetings with them, it was the one in Des Plaines.
Yeah.
Right? So I went in twice, and then I didn't get it, and they said it's because they know that as soon as you get another radio job, you're going to leave that day.
You mean the one in Rosemont?
Des Plaines or Rosemont?
There's a Des Plaines one, I think.
There is?
Yeah.
Riverboat?
No.
I think it's Rosemont.
No, it's not a riverboat.
Oh.
It's the one on River Road.
It's Rosemont.
Oh.
The small one of the brand
Rivers
new one.
Casino.
Rivers Casino.
Yeah.
It's not in Des Plaines. Maybe that's why they didn't hire you.
I went to the wrong address. and it said Shell on it really big.
And it's not like they had to train
pumps.
You. You already knew how to play blackjack, obviously.
Oh, I knew it inside out.
You could shuffle, right? Or though you have a machine?
No, there's a machine that does all that. I mean, you kind of aid the machine a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could have done it. But
did you do card tricks?
Yeah, I did some card tricks.
You know which table I want to play?
Is this your card? No. Is this your card? No.
I wanted to be at the war table.
Oh, yeah.
I played war in Vegas.
Wait a minute. You can play war for money?
Not everyone has it, but it was the best ever because sometimes you just don't want to think. I don't know what to do when there's these big, you know, spenders around me.
Yeah,
I get nervous. I don't want to hold everyone up.
Right.
So I went to the war table. I think it was at Treasure Island.
Yeah.
It was the best thing ever.
You enjoyed that? Yeah.
Well,
I tried it once. I didn't like it. Oh, if you kept winning, how could you not enjoy it?
Can I tell you something? Judy, we owe Bill an apology.
Uh-oh.
The address for the Rivers Casino is 3000 South River Road in Des Plaines.
Mm.
So it's right in the...
What?
Intersection of Rosemont and...
I thought Rosemont won
no,
that.
No, it's Des Plaines.
Interesting.
So I should go back in, right, and tell them
everyone
that.
Says Rosemont.
Yeah, nah, they're wrong.
That's your
Rivers Casino Des Plaines.
Interesting, yeah. You know what? Because you've got that I don't even know what you call it, but where the shot where the mall is and the restaurants in Rosemont and the skating. It's really actually
the shopping
really nice.
District.
You could almost like spend a night there. You know,
you
it's awesome.
The
there's Hugo's. There's
the casino is like the next street up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
It's Des Plaines.
Yeah.
Right.
So apologize to Bill.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You know what? I'm not
even
apologizing.
The,
we
like
can do
the casinos in Las Vegas are not. They're not really in Las Vegas. They're in Ogden, Utah, but it looks like they're in Las Vegas. Did you know that?
Well,
isn't that crazy?
I did not.
Because you go to Las Vegas.
Did you ever go to the old casinos, or I guess they were the first casinos? Wow!
In downtown Las Vegas?
No, even on the outskirts, like.
Oh yeah.
When you first come into, because I
Sam's Town.
I thought it'd be a good idea to take the kids to Vegas on a trip out west, and we drove because we wanted to first see the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Was that cool?
I think we talked about this before.
No.
That I always want to go and something happens. I was running out of gas. There was such a traffic jam to get there.
Yeah.
So I was coming from Sedona and I was going through. I should have had enough gas if I had just gone, but no, up the mountains and through the mountains. I was shutting the car off. That's how bad it was.
Oh,
so
man.
By the time we were passing the Hoover Dam, I said, take a good look because we're not getting out of this car. And we just drove by, went to the first gas station, boom, and stopped. And they were like, so it was kind of in the desert and there were casinos around.
Yeah.
And
That's so weird.
It was weird. It was like being in the Old West.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go into the casino, but we had had a harrowing experience going.
Oh, no.
I was in Vegas once. And I went with a Kevin Matthews show when I did news for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people from AM 1000 when we went. And I gambled for a second. I played 21. All I wanted was the buffets because everybody said they're so good for $3.99. They weren't.
$3.99?
They always said it was so...
What did you go, in 1850?
No,
but you can still find them that
But
price.
They're not
really?
Good.
No, they're not good.
Oh, okay. Well, they're I never not. Got that.
And they're expensive.
I liked gambling. I maybe spent $300 on the slots and a little blackjack and won maybe $500.
It's not bad.
I was still down, but I had fun.
Yeah,
and
that's
I've
great.
Never, I've never had any desire to go back.
That's it. You're done.
I really haven't.
Wow.
I love gambling.
Really?
Mm, maybe that's what I'll do.
It can be fun.
I mean, but I'm like you. I give myself a limit. $200 a day. That's it. I go with
a
friends.
A day?
And they...
What are you, filthy rich?
Are you kidding me?
You can
that's
go through $200 huge. Very fast.
Yeah. No, my friends, that's nothing. My friends would be like $2,000 a day.
Yeah.
I was really, and maybe I was even less than that. But I love to tell the story. I did get a Royal Flush on one of the machines.
On a poker machine?
Yeah. And people were like,
is that
$1,000?
How much did you win?
Well, what do you think everyone said? Did you bet all? And of course, I was in my bathing suit sitting in a bar at like the Flamingo. And I'm like, of course I didn't bet all. I was playing probably whatever, nickels.
So you don't get the big jackpot, obviously.
But I got a good jack. I got a good, it was okay. But no, I could have gotten a lot more.
Yeah.
But I guess it's so rare to get that on the machines anywhere.
That's the rarest thing you can get.
People like you, the real gamblers, were running over like they thought it was so cool. And then I was embarrassed.
I've hit.
So I took my free drink and I left.
I've hit the Royal Flush 3 times.
What?
But I've
he's gambled
a lot.
Million times.
So,
no, I've gambled a lot
more than you.
So 3 times
in
out
Vegas.
Two were in Las Vegas and one was at a riverboat here in Indiana.
Interesting. So you don't gamble anymore?
No, I don't. I used to gamble a lot, but not anymore.
No, I get it. I could see why.
Yeah.
I can walk away, though. That's the good thing.
That's not your guilty pleasure, you know?
No, but I mean, once I win, I cash out.
Time to go
home. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I love doing
it. That's the hardest part, is people go, I'm winning. Actually, I could
do it. Why wouldn't you stay and try and win more?
Because I know I won't win more.
Right. There's a law of averages.
I'm a smart gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know if I'm winning, that's good, because I don't usually win, so.
Yeah.
But that Rivers Casino, I never win.
No?
No, I just took Kaylee there, my daughter.
Did she
win? Wanted to go. She likes to. No, we didn't win.
No.
I said, well, we just threw $100 out the window.
How long? See, that's what upsets me.
That,
it could be
it
like 10
upsetting.
Minutes.
It was maybe 20 minutes. It was ridiculous. And usually we go and she likes the buffet and, you know, yada, yada. But at that time, no. I said, let's just go to the mall and spend money and get something for it.
Yes, I love that mall, too. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite malls, the outlet malls there.
Yeah.
Fashion outlets or whatever.
Fashion, exactly.
And love
I love the restaurants. I love everything about that little area.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stay there overnight because I have a lot of free time coming up.
Indoor skydiving, Judy? No?
I would
do
it.
That?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid of heights, but that I would be okay with.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I went with Jasmine once.
Oh.
We went indoor skydiving.
Yeah, you're not that
high,
right? You're just, and you're...
Yeah, you're pretty high. You're not, it's not skydiving.
But you start from the ground up, so
right, it's not like falling. It's not looking over a ledge, so
I wouldn't do it.
I think I would do it.
I'm a big baby.
I can't see you doing it.
I wouldn't want to do
it. No. It's not for everybody.
Really flying? I think it is.
No, not without an aircraft around you.
But people do. I mean, they do. They tell you stories about people who are ready to do it, and they look like, ah, I'm not doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Two things that I know you're going to not believe I did, and I will never do again. One was white water rafting. I did with a friend, and we were stuck under a waterfall, and I was like freaking out, going, "Will someone help us?" Because the waterfall was going right on the raft.
Yeah.
It was in the Peshtigo River. And that was just too much excitement for me. I thought I was going to die. Mm. I will never do it again.
That is really scary.
That was pretty
scary.
And the other thing I did was on our honeymoon, the Haleakala.
Oh, wait, Judy might not be old enough to hear this one.
The Haleakala crater, you get in a van with bicycles. You go up to the top of the crater, and at the, you know, when it's still dark out, you watch the sunrise, and then you get on these mountain bikes and go down the whole.
Awesome.
It was
fast, too.
It was fast. You had to ride the brake the whole way down. So your head is going, what if I got a bike that somebody already used all the brake power, you know, and there's no guardrail.
Okay.
So
that's just ridiculous.
I still can't believe I died. I didn't
die. No, you didn't die.
I can't believe I didn't die. I really can't. And
yeah, that's
Jim
crazy.
Was loving
do
it. Jim would do it again.
Lot?
It's happened. It's not a lot.
Why wouldn't they have rails? It make it safe.
Because you can kind of control how fast you're going to go.
The rails might make it worse because you'd run into the rail.
Can you control a rock hitting a biggish rock?
No.
Volcanic rock?
And you couldn't like really enjoy the scenery because you were just so focused on the pathway because you like, oh my God, one false move and I'm hello.
Yeah.
But that was honestly after I did it, and then like you stopped. There was a midway point where the tour guide that was with us would pose you like in goofy ways for a picture. Like Jim was like standing up holding his bike, and I was on the handlebars. It's like he had this figured out because mm-hmm. he did it for a living. And you took your photo ops, and then when you got down to the bottom of the crater, there was this little breakfast area. It was like you worked so hard for it, so you got. I think it was like a family style eggs and bacon and milk and whatever you wanted. And it was invigorating. And I'm so glad I did it. But I mean, I've done it. There's no way in hell I would ever do it again. Like, why would I do that again?
Right.
Like, would you use skydove or just inside?
Just inside.
Would you do that again?
I can't because I've had a shoulder problem from tennis. And they told me before I went in, if you've had any kind of shoulder surgery or anything,
right,
I said, no,
if
I'll
you
be fine,
could,
I'll be
would
fine.
You have done it again?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah.
You would skydive.
I wanted so badly for years and years to hang glide and or skydive. And then a friend of mine in high school whose locker was next to mine because of alphabetical order, he died in a hang gliding accident. And the day
like
I heard
joke.
That, I went, no, it wasn't. He was such a nice guy. And he used to go all the time. And when he died in a hang gliding accident, I went, this isn't meant to
well,
be.
Well, every year-ish, someone dies in a parachuting
oh,
accident
yeah.
around here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I would pass out because I couldn't jump off out of the plane anyway.
I think
for my fear
even
of heights.
Do you remember when we were in Turks and Caicos and they were doing this thing where it's not just skydiving, it's called hyperdiving or something like that, where the plane goes up twice as high as a regular plane. And either Opie's wife or Anthony's wife, she was doing it. He was watching it with us. And I was very tempted to do it. But then I thought, how do I explain this to Terry? We had just had the girls. And I'm like, what if something happened?
And
well,
then
I would
have had to
one.
Do the show by myself. And
yeah,
that would have been too much
work.
You
would
have ruined
that.
So much. But
I
now, is do you always dive with someone?
No.
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 Only when you
if
first...
If you're new.
Oh, if you're new,
did
okay.
you see the footage of George Herbert Walker Bush...
Crazy,
skydiving
right?
on like his yeah. 90th birthday or something.
Yep.
He
yeah.
was with someone attached to him because his legs weren't even functioning. But what an amazing...
Thrill, yeah.
I know.
What an amazing man, really.
Yeah.
I like... You're right. Yeah. I mean, and I love their love story.
But I do love people, and he seems like one who to take. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of a risk taker, but there are just certain things I know I can't do. I can't jump off of things. I just can't.
Yeah,
I know,
your legs wouldn't allow it. Right?
I already just even looking. I mean, you know, and I know people when you say you're afraid of heights are like roll their eyes, but really, it's a physical.
Oh
thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. My knees buckle, and I'm like,
yeah.
I know I would probably pass out, so it wouldn't
yeah.
be any fun. I mean, it appeals to me to do it, but.
You just wouldn't
no,
be
no, no, no.
Able.
I did walk up a volcano in Greece, but that was kind of vast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't at the edge of anything.
Right.
I could never do what Wendy did. That would...
I can't believe I did it. And honestly, if I wouldn't even believe myself that I did it if I didn't have people I did it with to confirm.
Right.
You know, in Sedona, I had just mentioned, I could barely do this every day. And every day we went somewhere, because of course, we're in Sedona, I took the kids... Driving with no rails, it was, it really, really bothered me.
Yeah.
And then once the kids knew it bothered me, they could, you know, Mom, look, I could not look. I had to look straight ahead. And even, but I knew it was there and it really, really affected me. So,
what's the thing called where you're harnessed in and you hold on to like a handle and then there's a wire that goes from tree to tree?
Oh, yeah, ziplining.
Okay, so I ziplined in Costa Rica a couple years ago. And it was really high up. And I'm not great with heights either. But I didn't want to be the only person in the group who didn't do it. And he kept saying, some of these are really high. And if you don't want to do it, there's no shame in saying you don't want to do it. But my daughter was there. I can't say no to this.
Did you love it?
I enjoyed it a lot. And I think I would do that again. The scariest part was on these trees, because you go up these very, very thin stairs up the trees that kind of wraps around the tree to get up to the higher points. And I kept bracing myself on the tree because you're at that point, I don't know how many stories up, but you're way up there.
Yeah, you got to climb up.
So he goes, hey, watch your hand there, slugger. I go, why? And he goes, don't you see the ants? And you look over and there's these ants. He goes,
God.
If those ants take a bite out of your finger, you're going to lose your finger. I don't know what the ants do, but it's obviously not pleasant. So
they bite you.
Then I'm afraid of both the ants on the trees and the fall.
Right.
I can't believe you did it.
There was one particular...
I would do it if it wasn't that high, I
think. Oh, this was incredibly
high. Yeah, they're all high.
High.
I've seen them over, like, water. That would be okay, because if you fall,
you
should
be water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one in particular, I think on the one we went on, there were eight or nine different point-to-point rolls, right? But there was one where you went out over this giant chasm over this forest... where it was like way down there is the ground. And that was the one that I'm not sure, because you would swing out over this thing, and I still did it. And
Chasm is not supposed to be a part of your everyday life, ever.
No.
Yeah,
I
right?
know.
Yeah, don't they have stuff at the Grand Canyon now?
Oh, do they? Really?
Well, they've got the...
The burrow rides.
That would be tough.
Oh, and there again, I would have loved to, because they have a waterfall down there by the Colorado River, I guess, when you... The only way to, and it's great to preserve that natural history there.
Right.
But the only way to get down is the mules.
Yeah.
Or someone pushes you.
Or hiking.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it with Kaylee. And and then I was, of course, used her as an excuse because I would never do that on a mule.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be awful.
They had an ass out of yourself.
In Greece, down all the mountains, they had everywhere we went, we walked, but they would have to move over
for
all the donkeys coming
Sure.
by. And again, I'm like, how does it? I guess they hug the hillside, but
they know what they're doing.
Ryan Burrow actually gave me.
We have to take a break.
No, we have to do news.
Oh yes, we do.
We have to do news.
Oh wow, all
right, short and sweet.
Thanks, Judy.
I can't believe
welcome.
He's dead.
I know there's a Christmas channel that I listen to on satellite. And it was playing the Tom Petty Christmas song. And, he's one of those guys that every time you go, wait, he's not.
I know.
Is he? And he is. Yeah. Very sad.
Such a fan of his.
Christmas All Over the World. Is that, what's
it's
the name?
It's Christmas.
Yeah. All over again. Yeah, that one.
Aww.
Very sad. All right. I promised I would do the story. So here it is. Believe it or not, there are towns in America where snowball fighting is illegal. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
A Colorado town lifted its ban on snowball fights, and residents have a 9-year-old boy to thank for this. On Monday, just yesterday, the board for the town of Severance, Colorado, voted unanimously to lift the ban on snowball fighting, according to the Associated Press. Dane Best... which is what Dane Neal wants you and I to call him, but we refuse to, argued that having snowball fights gives kids a good reason to play outside, according to the Greeley Tribune.
Yes.
Good approach, Dane Best. The children of Severance want the opportunity to have a snowball fight like the rest of the world, he said during his 3-minute presentation to the board. The original town ordinance had classified snowballs as missiles, making them Is a snowball a myth? I mean,
no.
It's missile-esque. It's light.
It's not
it's
a projectile. It's not a missile.
Right.
Because a missile, A, would have to be shaped like a missile, and doesn't it have to explode?
You could argue that a snowball does explode.
Well.
If you wanted to argue. Why would you want to argue?
I don't like to argue.
Arguing is not going to solve anything. But much like a missile, there is an explosion upon impact. So to that, I say, yeah, kind of. But I don't think, if I had to list various missiles, I wouldn't list a snowball. Who would make me list missiles? Where would I have to be where that would happen?
Was your church thing called the Missalette?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering, is that a small missile? Why was it called?
You couldn't throw those at people.
No.
The priest would get furious. Stop throwing your Missalette at Mrs. Tandy, he would say. The original town ordinance had classified snowballs as missiles, making them illegal to throw. An amended version of the ordinance would exclude any spherical object formed from snow created by scooping snow with your hands and then compacting it into a roughly fist-sized ball. Boy, do they have a lot of time at the city council in this town to worry about the wording of what a snowball and a missile is. After the meeting, Severance Mayor Don McLeod gave Dane and his... The mystery movie theme?
Yes. Dennis Weaver as
McLeod. Dennis Weaver as
McLeod. Very good. Wow.
Excellent.
We could be partners for, what's that game? Charades.
Yeah. Name the other mystery movie shows.
McMillan and Wife.
McMillan and Wife.
And then I don't know.
How about Heck Ramsey?
Oh.
With Richard Boone?
Oh, heck.
How about Amy Prentice?
Yeah.
With Jessica Walter?
She was not my favorite.
No?
No.
All right. After the meeting, Severance Mayor Don McLeod, but not that McLeod, it says in brackets, gave Dane and his brother Dax the...
Sorry.
The McLeod, I mean, the family, the best family.
Yeah, they got hip
they
names.
They stick to the D. They name all their
twins?
Kids. Oh, Dane and Dax? No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're years apart. he gave Dane and his brother Dax the chance to throw the first legal snowballs in the town's history. What a day that must have been for the best boys.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes. I think it's an outdated law, Dane told the AP. I want to be able to throw a snowball without getting into trouble.
What a good kid. Most kids like to get in trouble.
Not Dane Best, Wendy.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how much you've read up on him, but over the years, he tackles the issues. He's not afraid. He's only 9 years old, but he's a hero.
Be not afraid.
That's what his tattoo says on his bicep.
Page 82 of the Missalette.
Yeah. Yeah, Missalette, even as a kid, was a word that I went, can't you just call them church book?
Yeah.
Why do we have to go with Missalette? It sounds dangerous.
I'm so with you.
I don't know why they would call them that. Did you have, was the front of your church called a vestibule?
Uh-huh.
That's impressive.
Did you ever wear a vest in the vestibule?
No, our church, you weren't allowed to wear a vest in the vestibule. They would frown upon that. They would rag on you during the service. They'd go, oh, look who wore a vest for the vestibule. And then you'd be shunned by the community. And then the best boys would come and throw snowballs at you.
But it'd all be legal.
Everybody was fine with it back then. It was a simpler time.
It was an absolute simpler time.
The vestibule is the place where the priests who said mass would come so that you could tell them what a great job they did.
To get their high fives and lollipops.
People would walk by. Great sermon, Father. Really hit home. And then they would nod like, well, I love church.
I'm sorry. I don't go enough, but I like to do all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You only go Christmas and Easter?
No. Sometimes I don't even go.
Not even then anymore.
Well, so I go when I feel the need to go, and it should be more frequently.
You should go a lot more often.
I think I'm going to start reading at church, because then that'll give me a reason to go, and then I really would like to do it.
Do you get to pick the readings, or are those pre-designated?
I think they're pre-designated.
No.
But I kind of want to do that, I think.
You should read. You go, hey, I saw something in Redbook that I think you guys are going to love. And then just read them an article. And the priest is like, why do we let Wendy do this? We knew what we were in for. I'll be in the vestibule if you need me.
Most of the priests at my church listen to this show.
Do they really?
Yes.
That second bonus hour, too?
I don't think the bonus hour.
No, the priests don't listen to the bonus hour. Rabbis do. Rabbis love the bonus hour.
Okay.
Whenever I see a rabbi, that's all they talk about. Love the bonus hour. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll close things off, rabbis. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, that music means we are shuffling on out of here.
Yeah, we must shuffle on out.
We'll be back tomorrow, though.
Oh.
You're not coming back tomorrow?
If you want me in, I'm in. Say the word, I'm in.
Come in.
I don't think so. We'll see how things go. All right, yeah. Wendy's here. I'm here. Jasmine's here. You're here. We're all here.
Oh, it's 1,300 hours. Hurry up.
Yeah, we got to go. All right.
Why are we on military time?
You know why. Today's the big takeover.
Huh.
Yep.
With Coup Stark?
Wow. Did you pull a name out of the past? Is that Prince Andrew's girlfriend?
I believe so, but it would be a coup, so spelled differently.
That was something.
All right.
All right, more of this tomorrow, so come back, would you, huh? All right, bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. Bye, coup.